All right. Well, welcome, everyone, to our first support call of this 2019 Bridgewalk season. Very exciting. I was just thinking as everyone was chiming in and announcing themselves, it's so fun, all these different configurations that we join together around. So many of you are veterans of this process, but just to remind us that these calls are an opportunity for a number of things, really, to talk about what you're seeing, insights you might be having as you're participating in the Bridgewalk campaign, perhaps things that you're coming up against that you could use some process support around. Technical questions are certainly fair game. Sometimes we can solve it right on the call, and it can be helpful for everyone because often if one person has a question, everyone else, you know, a number of other people do too. If we can't answer it right on the call, then we can point you in the right direction and follow up with you to make sure you have what you need to be successful with the technology around the campaign. And also to share ideas. So people have been so creative and imaginative over the years in their participation. And so please do as you're having, ways you're going about it, so that we can all steal from you. So with that, who would like to get us started?
This is Margaret.
Margaret.
Hi. Well, I'm seeing a lot around this this year's Bridgewalk because I just so love the Bridgewalk events we've had in the past. Mm-hmm. And transitioning, you know, just to
the online.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's still...
Me too, Margaret.
Yeah. And who knows? But for now...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I've been enjoying is how... what keeps dropping in from me are some of the things that I love to do. That they both... It seems like they... they make me happy. It's just that what I love to do is to repurpose things with sewing, like making those years ago for the project. I made a few pockets, external pockets that you could carry around with you.
Yes.
And I'm looking at resurrecting that project. I don't know what it is that excites me so much about it, whether it's these little pockets with the chitenge on them, on top of a sock that the top of a sock nobody's using anymore. It's all kinds of little things like that. And and doing, it's not that I don't also contribute, because I don't have to do this to make money in a way. But I want to.
Yes, exactly. You know, because it's a different kind of participation, isn't it?
It is. And because there's actually an opening to bring those to a fundraiser soon that's in the Bay Area. And maybe we also will be delighted by them. And, it just makes me so good to fix something.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
I agree. And, there's that place of almost like, it's funny, a funny way to say it, but it's almost like the Bridgewalk season gives me an excuse to do those things, right? So those things that I love doing, just kind of playing with repurposing things and giving things a second, it saves it from the landfill, and there's so many things about that. And then up comes the Bridgewalk season, it's like, oh, perfect. Well, there's a quote reason to do it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to just share another idea, which I love, is that I have all these succulents, these beautiful succulents around in my yard now because of the drought, and they all keep producing more. They have millions of babies. They're very prolific, and you can easily make new ones out of them with little pots and cups and things, and that's my other thing I love, is having these little baby plants around me, and they're so darn cute, and,
They're so darn cute, and they're so darn good for everything, right? I mean, for people in California, You know, because you think of the average person who, you know, maybe if they understood how to go about it and they realized their yard could be cute without all that water, they might be completely on board, right? So to get to kind of model that and offer that possibility to folks who might not otherwise have really seen it or pursued it.
Yeah, and even if you don't have a yard you're redoing, they're lovely indoors, and they don't need to be watered that often. And they have the most amazing little flowers on them if they're, you know, of a mind to bloom for you. And I've noticed that feeding them helps that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and two little things, Margaret, before we let you go. One is that, you know, that repurposing things, boy, that is my experience of Africa. That's one of the things I love so much about that culture is that nothing goes to waste. You know, okay, maybe I can't use it anymore, but someone will use it. And for the most ingenious things, ends up being thrown away.
So that's so perfect.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that one vision that always comes up for me is those two little kids getting a new pencil, and they're going to share it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, I've never had to share a pencil, you know, and they're so delighted by that
exactly.
gift.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, I'll let somebody else get on and share their joyful stuff. But it's and I'm so excited by the Chinese bamboo analogy.
Isn't that fun?
It is. It just speaks to what's going on there. So fun.
I know. I love it. Hey, Margaret, is that background noise in your environment, or are you hearing it also?
I'm hearing it, but I don't think it's me because I'm
okay. Yeah, if you're hearing it, it's probably not you. So if folks would star six or mute if you're not speaking on the call, that would help cut down on the background noise. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Margaret. Okay.
This is Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
And then Laura.
And then Laura. Great.
I feel like I'm coming in the middle here. I didn't get to listen to the radio show because I was away and the archives aren't up. And so this email we got says, you know, we'll learn about the theme and stuff like that. So could you back up just a little bit and I'm gathering it's going to be like last year online.
Yeah, exactly. So, in other words, you haven't had a chance to look at the email. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I did look at the email, but it just said learn more about this on the call. The one I saw, the email I have.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a really, okay. Thank you for that, Phil. I guess that we did not put a link. I think we didn't even think of it, or
maybe you did, and, you know, I've been at meetings, so, you know, I saw
that. No, but that's good. So, yes, absolutely. So the best way to get access to here, it's a whole different theme and look and sort of feel to it, but we're using the same platform we used last year. So if you go to the Africa part of the website and go on the main Africa page, there's a drop-down that says, let me look quickly at the, hang on, it says Get Involved. And when you click on the Get Involved tab, when you hover over that, the first option under that tab is 2019 Bridgewalk. And when you click on that, it takes you to a beautiful page on the Living Compassion site that gives you the theme of the campaign, These Little Trees Are Becoming a Forest. And as you scroll through that, you'll begin to kind of get a sense of the practice theme. And towards the bottom of that, you'll see a link that says Fundraising Platform. And that takes you to the website that's similar to last year that has the progress bar with the goal, and it has a place to create your own page and that sort of thing.
Oh, great. Okay. That's good. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. We'll remember to put the link in there.
Like I said, it may be.
I don't think so. It doesn't ring a bell, so I don't think I thought to do it. So it takes a Sandra.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Laura.
Jen, hi, thanks.
Jen, can I interrupt for a second? There's still,
yes,
still
sure.
seems to be quite a bit of background noise, so I don't know if everyone's gotten a message about.
Yeah, you know what I think I'll do, Jen? Let me mute everyone, and then Laura, if you would unmute yourself when I do that, okay? One
Thank
second.
Thank you.
Okay. Ready for me?
All right, perfect. Ready.
Okay. So I had the same question as Phil. I thought I really must have missed something. So that's good information. Thank you so much. And, I have a birthday in November, and so what I usually do is say, you know, to celebrate my birthday, would you help support my favorite project? And
Laura,
can
I interrupt you for 1 minute? You're a little bit muffled, almost like something is over the microphone of the phone.
Ah, okay.
That's
Tell
much
me if
better.
That's better. Okay,
much better.
There was something
Thank
over
you.
The microphone. Oh, my gosh. Okay, thanks. So, but this year I'm doing a local fundraiser for my birthday. And so, I mean, I can oh, cool. also do, you know, for people who can't come to the fundraiser mm-hmm. that I'm doing mm-hmm. for one of the local nonprofits here, then I can do both. That
yeah,
you know,
sure.
I figured that part out. I can do both. And what I thought I would do is for everybody who donates, I will write them a poem.
Oh, lovely.
Because I can do
lovely.
That.
Yeah, so that's yes, exactly. And you know, Laura, it's funny that you say that because you're going to love the theme when you get to really see it. One of the things we're looking at, what we're really celebrating this year, is how strong the roots of the project are and all the new growth that's coming from those strong roots. And so one of the things we're looking at as Sangha is what are the roots of our own practice from which we want to offer things during this campaign? And so that's a perfect example. You know, you can write poems there. That's part of what you can use to give back.
Great. Well, I'm excited about this. Thank you so much.
So can I just reflect
sure.
back? So you're going to do a local fundraiser, and you're mm-hmm. also, you're realizing you can also do, so I think it was that was the part where you were kind of muffled, but a fundraiser around your birthday that could be for, you know, people anywhere.
Right. So the local fundraiser is, I have an 86-year-old friend who is celebrating her birthday just the day after mine, and so we're going to do a local fundraiser for a community nonprofit. We're going to have a dance party. And so originally I thought, well, I didn't think, but I was told, well, I can't do two fundraisers for my birthday, but I can because not all of the people who I know live in my community. So the online one will
don't.
Be.
Yeah,
yeah exactly.
It's really Buffy. I can only hear about half of what's being said.
Okay, I'll reflect back. So I think what you're saying, Laura, is so when you first realized that you were going to do this local fundraiser with your 86-year-old friend, you then the voices kind of told you, well, okay, that's good. That's all. You're not going, you know, then you can't do the online one. And then you realize, of course, I can do the online one because a lot of the people that I know don't live right here in my own community, so I can do both. So there, voices.
Exactly. Yes. 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 And with the online one, I will offer a poem, if people want, to everyone who makes a donation.
Yes. Lovely.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, this is Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Hey. Well, just jumping into our fundraising season. I love hearing everybody's ideas. A couple things that I've been looking at are I've had many friends who have donated for many years, and I always want to do something for them. I mean,
yeah.
to thank them.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
1 year, a couple other Sangha members also helped with this, but I had a gathering for past donors and anyone that I thought might be interested. And there was information about the project, and we just had food and socializing. And it was a little bit what was coming to me in this call of the way it feels in Cantalumba. That coming together as community for a very clear purpose. So that's one of the things I'm thinking about, to do that again, because it was so fun. It was one of those times where everything just came. Every time I go, oh, but I don't know how to do that, or people aren't responding. What is, and something would just drop in.
So and you know what I also love about it, Janice, sort of what Margaret was saying at the beginning, where, you know, feeling that sense of, okay, kind of transitioning out of having the physical bridge walk, which I project was a lot of what you're pointing at, which is coming together as community, being together, physically together. And then to realize, I can actually provide that. In fact, I want to, as a way of thanking the people who for so many years have supported me in doing this, in supporting this work.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll mention with it is I remember in doing that, I mean, at first I was just inviting people who had given and not expanding it. And there were so many people that couldn't make it. I thought, we're going to have like two people here. And then I thought, why not invite everyone? And that made it so much more fun and much bigger. It was really a good time. And the other idea I wanted to mention, because it sort of goes back to our old days of cards, one of the ways I'm thinking of thanking, just another thought, is to make cards with the photos from Cantalumba to thank people, to give them as a little thank you.
Great idea.
Yeah, or to say, if you give so much, I don't know, I haven't played with it enough, but people love those. They love the pictures of the kids. So anyway, those are two things I'm working on.
It's so true, Jan. And, I find it such a, you're inspiring me to kind of hop on that early on, because I notice for myself, there's a lot of energy that goes into during the campaign and supporting the campaign and doing my own personal fundraiser and all that. And then there's sort of this, as that, crescendos and finishes with a big celebration, I then find it difficult after that to get myself to do that process of, really wanting to thank my donors. And so what you just said inspired me to get that ready inside the enthusiasm of the campaign, so that as the campaign is finishing, I'm ready. That's kind of done. Those cards are ready. The people who've already given are thanked, so it doesn't sort of leave me with, needing. It's just one of those kindness to the humans thing. Help her to do it in a way that really works for her also.
Well, thank you for mentioning that, because that helps me as I look at doing it, because there's always that, one more thing, conditioning coming
exactly.
in. Exactly. And I don't want it to be there, because that's not the experience when I do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's one question I had, and I don't know if this is the time, but I'll throw it out. Is that I had I've had a couple friends who wanted to give through, they have something set up like a giving through their church, I mean, not church, through their bank. So they can't do it on credit card, online like we did last year. So they send a check. But if we're setting a goal and we want them to be included in our team or however we're going to
do it. No problem. In other words, they'll send a check to you or straight to us, or which?
Well, in most cases, because of the way it's structured at their bank, they have to send it directly to the monastery.
Got it. Okay. Then all you need to do, Jan, is from the checks like that I've seen, you can usually put a little something in the memo, so that it goes where the person wants it to go. So just say either, however you're naming, Jan L's fundraiser, or something that will alert and then we can go in. There's a way in the campaign to manually go in and put it inside your fundraiser.
Oh, there is. Wow. Well, that's a good program.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
In fact, Jan, not this is what you're saying, but for kind of good for all of us, if either, let's say I'm going to write a really large check, or I know someone, give a really big donation, I actually will tell them, hey, write me a check, because that saves all the fees around it.
Oh, that's a good
point. So, you know, that's not a big deal with a $25, $50, even a $100 donation. That's not a huge deal. But if someone's going to give a $500 donation, a $1,000 donation, it starts to make a difference.
So if I'm understanding right, if I had a donor that was going to do that, they could give me the check or send it directly with the note.
Either way.
And then
we can just manually enter it.
Okay. And it saves money for the project.
Exactly. It saves all the merchant bank fees, all of that. And go straight to the project.
I'm so glad I asked. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Thanks, Jan.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Who else?
Hey, it's Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Hey. So I have a couple things to talk about. One is, so when we had the bridge walk, most years I was able to go and take bracelet orders and make them there sometimes, and I raised a lot doing that, and I just pretty much handed over the cash there at the event, right?
yeah, that was fun. Oh, and the bracelets are fun, and people choosing their little things, and
it's a lot of fun, and I kind of stopped doing it for a while, but then last year I did it again on the website, and I got a few people that ordered them, you know, and continued to through the year, actually. And usually, like, the same people. And so I just wanted to ask if anyone had any ideas about how to get that enthusiasm up to order them, I guess.
Right.
Because when you're in person, a lot of people, you know, it's a much more, I guess people just have a more tendency to do it when they see you and they're there and can just hand over the money or whatever. And
I mean, and can't we all relate completely?
Totally.
So, Renee, and I just made myself a note. I mean, because it's actually come up a number of times already on this call, right? I mean, there's Margaret's beautiful plants and Dan making those cards. And, you know, there's such a, you know, we used to have a forum for that, the Sangha Market platform, which was just, you know, it just wasn't ideal. It was complicated and kind of difficult to maintain and that sort of thing. So that is a great question. And I am going to, as I say, I made myself a note and kind of look at that and see what drops in around that, because I think there is a lot of potential there.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I just went online recently and looked to see what, like little farmers markets and things around here, and there's quite a few harvest festivals around town, and because I also had the plant idea that Margaret mentioned. I have a friend who is really into succulents, and she's inspired me a little bit. And she has all these really cute little succulents in these little tiny pots, and they're just adorable. And they do. You can just cut them off and make one, and it's really easy. And I was thinking about taking that to the farmer's market also with the bracelets.
That's a great idea. And, Renee, can anyone get and set up a little thing?
What do you mean? Oh, at the harvest festival?
Yeah, like you don't need to sort of sign up or be official or anything like that. You can just go.
Oh, well, I think you have to sign up for a table.
Okay.
You know, and pay something to have the table there. But there's some that are pretty, like, you know, farm. They're like at little farms and stuff, organic farms, and so they're not as expensive. So I was just thinking that I was trying to look for other avenues to, like, be in person with people to be able to fundraise. Yeah.
And because it's such a, as you say, I mean, as everyone's pointing at, you know, it's just a fun way to be involved. It's, you know, you get to actually be in a different level of it than, you know, not doing that. So, as I say, I do think, you know, there may be potential there. So I made myself a little note, and we'll see if life drops something in around that.
Jenny, is this an appropriate forum to throw out an idea or no?
Sure, yeah, and I heard someone else back there. Renee, was there something, anything else about that?
Yeah, I was just going to say I enjoy going to the and doing those occasionally. I mean, I don't want my whole life to be a festival vendor, but right. I enjoy doing it occasionally, especially in the fall. It's like the weather tends to be nice, and then you meet a lot of people, and it's not something I don't like doing. I'm kind of trying to make it fun, you know, to do this, and I like doing crafts and I like doing art stuff, and because my job is totally the opposite of that, and. So the bracelets are a lot of fun for me, and also the plants and other type things that are creative. So just wanted to throw that out there and say I enjoy it. I don't dislike it at all.
You know, and it sounds like this is not an issue for you, Renee, but I know, you know, for some of us, it's kind of a stretch to do something like that out there and be a little bit public and that kind of thing. And it takes me back to what we were talking about with Margaret, I guess it was, starting with that place where that to me is one of the gifts of the Bridge Rock season is potentially it puts us up against some things that, you know, well, that's not me, or I'm not comfortable with that, or I don't really want to do that, or, and because we come together as a Sangha for several months in a row in this way, you know, if we want to, this is an opportunity to go up against some of that stuff and then to do some of the things you're talking about and to find out, wow, guess what, I actually really like it. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. For sure. When I first made the bracelets, it was scary to show them to everyone, and you know, I'd never done anything like that, and so at first it was like, okay, this is a little scary. They weren't perfect, and I went on ahead anyway. That was definitely back then a challenge for me, but it was received by all of you so nicely. It was like amazing. So I appreciated that.
Well, there we go, right? So now it's like, you know, you're on the call just saying, yeah, I'm going to do this, and it's really fun. I mean, I really enjoy it, and it would be easy for us to forget, wait, years ago, actually, that was hard. I had to kind of go up against some things, and now it's so easy. It's such a good example of it.
Yeah, if it was something else, like if you told me to go do, you know, singing or acting, I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd be scared to death. So maybe I need to do that.
Well, I was going to say, well, we won't say anything, Renee.
Okay.
Maybe that's next year's campaign. We'll try to weave that into the theme.
Thank you.
Thanks, Renee. Was that Laura C. back there who chimed in?
Yes. Yes, and I need more bracelets, and I would love to have an avenue to get the bracelets and then donate.
And give money to Africa, right? I mean, it's just a win-win.
Win-win, win-win-win. So, okay, so I know this is a little outside the box for a lot of people, but I've been practicing with it for a few years with another workshop that we do. And so the idea that dropped in for me was like, I'm wondering if you could, even maybe if you go to the festival, or you could do some kind of Facebook Live so that you can involve people in the process of it. I have a friend who's an artist that she has created a whole business of doing online art. So people don't have to come to her. They do it in their own home, and she basically does a class online. And so, I don't know how people would do the beads or whatever, but I'm just wondering about that, getting the enthusiasm up and then maybe having a way that people could order products ahead of time, and then, you know, I don't know. But that's just kind of what dropped in for me around that, because I think it could be really fun, and you could get people from all over.
That's a really interesting idea. I mean, I'm not quite seeing it exactly, but so Facebook Live, I only know about that from people talking about it in one of our other retreats.
Right.
But from what I understand, it's for people who are on social media, it's, you know, pretty, quote, normal. I mean, for, you know, people who are on social media. So it would be a way to put it in front of people and make it more, because as Renee says, you know, when you're at a fair and you're walking past a booth, it's like, oh, look at these. Let me stop here for a minute. Versus, oh, like, wait, where's that email? I think I got an email a few weeks ago about those bracelets.
Right.
Oh, I can't find it. Yeah. Oh, God, I got to run.
Yep.
You know. But if you have a live event where people are, oh, let me click on that, and, I mean, I don't know exactly how that would look, but whatever you've got, your plants would be hard, but bracelets you can put in the mail.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, and what I was imagining is maybe even her almost being done with one and then doing one on the live, finishing it up, mm-hmm. and being like, this is for mm-hmm. so-and-so, and you'll get it in the mail, you know, at such and such a time. And it just gets it out there to people. People, if she has a kind of a circle of people, they could share it on their own Facebook pages and or, you know, Instagram or wherever. So then it becomes, you know, something that just the word gets out. And someone says, oh, that's cool, I want one. And they have a choice of words, and then they could order. And
yeah, and I think on the Facebook Lives, there you can comment. So, you know, if I'm
yes.
on there, I can say, hey, I want one that says, you know,
yes.
be kind, whatever.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep, yep. yep. Mm. That's my background noise. So,
okay.
So yeah, that's,
okay, good.
That's
Thank you.
With.
Cool. Great. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah.
Hi, Jen. Judy here.
Can I share?
I heard like four voices. I only heard one name, which was Judy. So we'll start there. And who were the other names? Judy and... Okay, well, we'll start with Judy. Judy.
Okay, thank you so much. This is my first time, and I have heard about the virtual season for many years and have uh-huh. been prevented from participating.
Good for you for jumping in this year. That is really fun.
And it was inspired by our year-long retreat of looking at relating to the world this month.
Oh, isn't that the synchronicity of that was stunning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a story about, well, you know, you participate in other ways and you're involved in other ways, so maybe not this one, right?
Right.
Like some justification or rationalization.
And you caught the you.
And, yeah, and I know that yeah. when there's a strong resistance to something, I know that's where I need to go.
Good. Yeah. Boy, that is so big when we catch on to that. Yeah.
Yep, yeah. Because there's a reason that there's strong resistance.
That's right.
And so my fundraising yeah. idea, listening to everyone's creativity, is to sell handmade produce bags. I do some mm-hmm. sewing, and there's a place in the city in San Francisco where I can buy scrap fabric that would otherwise be, you know, tossed, and then make produce bags out of them with drawstring
oh.
so that we reduce plastic bag usage.
So in other words, not just grocery bags like that you put your but actual produce that like you put like your broccoli in and your that sort of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Oh
uh-huh.
my gosh, yeah. that is fabulous. Yeah. Wow, that is so good. Again, it's like the succulent plants, right? I mean, there's just winds in every direction with that. You get to participate.
Mm-hmm.
You're using, you know, cloth that's probably going to go in the landfill. Then you're mm-hmm. offering that, and the proceeds of it will go to this project. And it's mm-hmm. exposing, you know, people to, you know, maybe people who already want to do it, so they're looking for the bags for which they can do it, but also along the way, very likely introducing the idea to someone, you know, I never really thought about that. Like, I guess I don't need to put my
uh-huh.
broccoli in a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of options. And also then perhaps inspiring someone to say, oh, I can sponsor a child for
right.
a year or whatever for food, you know, to feed a child and extend it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. And, you know, one of the things we were looking at with this campaign, Judy, which is why I just love what you're saying, is that realizing it really does take the whole Sangha to do this. So our goal this year is 110,000, and we're going to need everyone to jump in. And that doesn't mean everyone's going to, you know, raise thousands of dollars or write huge checks or... But if everyone in the Sangha did what they felt called to do at whatever level that is this year, we'd get it. It would happen. And I just have a feeling that's what kind of that, it's almost like that need is what creates an opening for us. We have to. You know, if we're going to support this community for this year, this is what we need to raise. And so it's almost like that calls forth all of us to, you know, kind of come up out of the conversation in our head, come forward and participate in this.
Yeah. And I can imagine keeping the sale on throughout the year, right? So buy them any time, not just during this time.
Well, that's another really good point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Great. Thank you, Judy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jen, it's Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hey. This is so exciting. I keep thinking of that song that I used to we sing as little kids, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine."
Yeah.
It's just, and we all have that light. And when we turn that on together, it just creates this amazing glow. And I got so excited about it this year. I started working on my project in the summer because it was like, well, if I start now, I'll have more time and I can make more things.
Say briefly, everyone is really making me wish we were going to have an in-person event so we could come together and see all of these amazing things that are going to get created. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. Well, I sort of picture a little craft fair in Murphy's one day or something.
Yeah, or Mountain View, or both.
Yes,
it's coming together.
Absolutely.
I'm seeing it.
I think so. and what's really cool is I'm making cards. It's just something that I've gotten involved with, and just they morph every year. And so this year they've morphed into doing cyanotypes, which you make photosensitive paper, and then you can put leaves, you know, they make botanical prints, and then you can add color in afterward.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And so it's like you collaborate with nature in creating this overall pattern. Mm. And then I was so excited about it. I looked and found a workshop on how to then, using natural dyes like boiling red onion skins and yellow onion skins and avocado pits, you can then tint the cyanotype.
Oh,
and so I have a card factory in my house.
Oh, my God.
And so what I've been doing is just having, it's like I feel like the mad scientist. I go in every day and, okay, what can I, you know, play with today? And it's just so exciting because, there's something, Jen, about doing it for a reason other than my tiny little ego.
Yeah.
And there's a freedom and a joy and it's just such fun.
I love so much. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, just the piece of that it dropped in the summer to get started. And so, you know, you're quite a veteran of Bridgewalk. I mean, Carolyn, I'm remembering maybe the first one, second one, third one. You and I driving down first thing in the morning, right? So you get it all set up. So just that place where that's now a part of the rhythm of our lives. And so I love what you just said of, so that becomes an opening for me, an invitation every late summer into the fall of, oh, what do I get to do this year? And, I mean, this beautiful thing drops in, and you get to play and experiment, and wow.
Yeah. And it really feeds into the other things I do, because I'm an oil painter and a pastel painter, and it's starting to influence my other work. And so I feel like I'm almost cheating because I'm getting more out of this than, you know what I mean? It's like the thing of when everybody thinks they're getting the best deal.
Right, right. Darn, the more you give, the more you get. You just keep getting deeper in that hole. You just
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, so it's just been fun, and now they've morphed into larger pictures.
Oh.
And now it's like it occurred to me just this morning to incorporate henna. You know, the lovely henna designs,
yes,
that painted on hands, and is to do that with a leaf. You know, so all of these ideas just keep dropping in, and I have to write. It's like it's coming so fast, I have to write them down.
Right.
Or I forget.
Yes.
Yeah,
I feel
like
Carolyn.
I'm taking notes, you know, like I'm life secretary. That, oh, okay, let me, I'll put that on the list.
Exactly. And then the next step is, okay, life, now you got to choose. Which one are we going to do now?
Yeah. And then, but there's that thing of, okay, well, next year, you know,
right.
It's like,
right.
And because there's such, there's no limit.
Yeah.
When, you know, when we practice in this way, there are no limits.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And, you know, I just so much gratitude as you're talking and as everyone's talking today that we have this group of people to do this with. Because, you know, there's that thing, I think, as conditioned humans, we often fall into, you know, I've done that. I don't know. And so we feel like we have to make it new and different and shiny. I mean, I think, you know, it's why they come out with a new whatever iPhone every X number of months. Because I don't want this old one, you know. I need something new, and it has to do something different that the old one didn't do, you know. And so to do something with a group of folks where we don't have to entertain people with the campaign, right? The campaign is the joy. The participating in the campaign is the joy of it. And to have a group of people that we can count on where we know we're going to be able to fund this community because that's what we want to do.
Yes. Yeah. And it spreads outward, too, because my neighbor across the street, she and I started doing yard sales. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago now. And, you know, we just, every year we get together and invite all the neighbors and we have a yard sale. And this year, I was kind of laughing because I said, you know, I've sold everything. You know, I can't find anything that I, you know, it's like, I'm going to have to start selling the clothes off my back. And she said, well, that's okay. I'm still going to have the art sale. So, and she donates all the money to Living Compassion.
Oh, my gosh, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and so I said, great, I'll be there. I'll help man the sale. And then we decided, well, we're going to turn it into a craft sale, like a
craft. I was going to say, exactly.
Sale. Yes. So she's making jewelry. She makes, you know, she repurposes old costume jewelry.
Mm.
And, you know, makes new pieces that are contemporary and really fun. And people just come and just have a great time. So we'll have a big craft fair again. But what I'm struck by was she didn't want to stop the fun. And she's been making jewelry since this summer.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
And then I have one more tip.
Please.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, okay. You go. I won't forget.
What I do is I carry a pack of cards around with me. So if I run into people, acquaintances, whatever, they say, well, you know, what have you been up to lately? And I pull my, look what I'm making. And, you know, and I tell them the process, you know, I get, and they get so lit up. They're like, I want some. And so I've just been, it's like, I feel like a traveling salesperson. I just carry so I could see Renee carrying her bracelets with her, and then,
exactly,
what have you been up to? Well,
hey, Renee, how are you doing? Let me show you
how, because people love to be They love enthusiasm. It's contagious. And so you get to spread that, and you get to spread. Yeah.
And I just pictured, Carolyn, that maybe it's a product that one of us could do, but that we would all have some just little, very simple, maybe beautiful card that would have the website on it. So that when, you know, yes. Renee says, or you say you have this, or, you know, whatever it is, oh, let me show you these things I'm making. And I'm donating all the proceeds. Here's the website if you ever wanted to check the project out.
Yeah. Well, I remember a Sangha member who did, her thing was she offered sewing and alterations.
Mm.
And I had clothing that I hadn't, you know, I was rolling the sleeves up on or, you know, taping my hands up, whatever, and I took all my clothing to her, and she fixed everything.
Wow.
It was amazing.
I don't remember that. I missed that. I need that.
Carry around a little card that says, you know, I've got a sewing machine or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's all going to the Africa Vulnerable Children Project.
Yeah, yeah.
And
sorry, there is just no limit to the possibilities.
Yeah, and that's what also gets people excited when you say you're doing something and 100% of this is going to this project.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're like, you're not keeping it. You're not, no. And then it's like, how can they say no?
Right, yeah. Because it's such a great way to participate in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll.
Thank you. We have more calls, to be continued.
Yeah, thank you for this call.
Thank you, okay. Carolyn.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Jodine.
Hey, Jodine.
Hi. Well, I am excited to get. Another shot at fundraising. I joined in last year and had this great idea for an in-person fundraiser, and it ended up not happening because I needed to do something on a particular day when there was this little fair going on in my community, and I didn't make it in time, so I think I'll try again.
Exactly. Life is so kind that way. It always gives us another shot.
Yeah, and my focus was on reading, and my idea was to ask all my friends to give me the books they don't want anymore, which, like, you know, who doesn't? Maybe not at the monastery, but
a lot
of people have a lot of books they don't want anymore.
And that
I would have like a table and a banner, you know, talking about the program and give books for donation. Basically, like, you can read this book and a child in Africa will learn to read.
That's such a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting because my whole in on last year was like looking at the needs of the community there and realizing that my own community has these same needs. Like adult literacy is an issue in my community. I want to get my ball rolling on that. And then I also wanted to just bring up that when I went to the 2019 BridgeWalk page, it has a join in or donate button. When I went to join in, it recognized my email address from last year, and I tried like resetting my password. But I'm kind of stuck. It says create your page. And I'm actually not really sure that I'm signed in. It's a little confusing about, you know.
So you clicked on join in. It recognized you. Now it says create your page. And what happens if you click on the create your page link?
Create your page is a box that shows up in front of everything. And then everything else is grayed out in the background. And it says... enter your page's headline, Enter a short URL if you like. Click a box. It's okay to contact me. And then next. But it doesn't.
I think it's on track. It sounds on track to me.
Okay. So I need to create a new thing for this, a new page for this year is basically my question, I guess. Everything, just enter everything new, and I'm not, like, duplicating my account or anything.
You're not duplicating. Nope.
Okay.
And it's set up such that if one didn't want to kind of create a whole bunch of stuff, you wouldn't have to. So, for example, I'm looking at my page that I created, and the banner photo at the top of everyone's fundraising page is the same, which is three of the women in the project stirring in Shima. And then there's a little inset photo. Some people choose to put their own photo there. You can put whatever you want there, just because when it goes out to your friends and family, they're like, oh, there's Trudine, you know. Or you can just leave it as the one that's already put in there, which is, you know, one of the cute little kids in the program. And then if you wanted to, there's already language in all of those places. So you could just use the default language. You wouldn't have to create anything yourself if you didn't want to.
Okay. Sounds good. And I have no idea, but I did try to put my Facebook profile picture there, and I got like an error message that I couldn't do that for privacy policy or something. And I don't know if that's just me or if everyone would encounter that. So.
Okay. Well, you know what you could do? You probably already thought of this, Jodian, but wherever that picture is, source it from wherever, you know, like drag it onto your desktop and then source it from there instead of sourcing it straight from Facebook.
Oh, got it. Yeah, there's an option for that. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's really helpful. Do you know, those are great questions because other people will have questions like that too. So, yeah, any technical questions people have, please do ask. Well, thank you for that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jodian.
Hi, Jan. This is Todd in Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Todd.
Hi. Super excited to do this for my first time. And it's been amazing how... you know, I think my parents did Amway growing up, so ego just had all kinds of things like like just negative stuff as to why I shouldn't be doing this, right?
Exactly. I mean, Todd, in my experience, this kind of thing will get the voices up off the couch in a way that many other things will not.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, I got a preview of it when we did finances for the year-long retreat, but... But, yeah, just to be on the call, I already kind of did the Facebook, and it's cool because I haven't been on Facebook forever. Kind of after I did the retreat and stuff, I just kind of went kind of silent, and I have a lot of people connected through Facebook just through my work. So I kind of reacted by my account, and people were like, oh, my gosh, Todd's back. And so already I've been able to raise a couple $100 just from, like, hey.
Good for you. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope you're celebrating that. That's amazing.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, proud of it. And I will be happy to get back off of Facebook after this is over, let me tell you. But for now, to raise the money, it's worth it to me.
Can I tell you one quick little thing, Todd? Sorry, because it changed my life when Sherry said it. I was complaining at one point about, you know, in some of the functions I do in the monastery, you know, I'm tracking the weather. And so, you know, as we're making plans for projects and that kind of thing. And I was complaining about the stupid weather.com site. You know, they always, these things pop up and these advertisements and and she's like, you know, you don't have to look. And I thought,
yes.
Well, that's a really good point. And so ever since, taking attention exercise, and it's hard, it's high level, but I can be on there for the thing that I want. I don't have to be dragged off into what it's trying to feed to me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Because, yeah, I automatically think if I'm on Facebook, I have to, like, spend time on there and look at everybody's stuff.
Exactly.
And honestly,
that's not
what I want to do. I'm on there for this purpose and that. So, yeah, that's a great reminder. And then just one little thing. I'm like, I don't make things. I don't do stuff. But just from this Sangha support. I do have an old album of basketball cards and baseball cards that I don't need, that are 25 years old, that I'm already getting excited about. Okay, I'm going to sell them on eBay and or whatever, and I'm going to put all the proceeds to the bridge walk. So just it's getting me thinking about, okay, what is around my house that I don't need, like the garage sale or whatever, that I can sell.
That's great.
So, yeah. So anyway.
That is so great, Doug. Yeah, well, and to underline that, you know, we choose what we have. So, you know, one person is out there creating unbelievable artwork, and that's not what I'm at. It's animating me. That's not what, which doesn't mean if it drops in that I want to play with something, I'm not going to listen to a voice that can't. But I also don't need to go to the other side of the duality of, well, gosh, that's a good thing that person's doing and that I can't do, you know. It's not, what I have it isn't valuable, and it's actually what I have is valuable. And for example, you know, I know a lot of people on Facebook because I'm a big part of my community and people really care about me. And, you know, so there's just all of the gifts that we have can come to bear in something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. So anyway, thank you so much, Jen. Super grateful.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, go happy.
We have a couple more minutes. Go happy if anyone has something quick.
Jen, a quick question. I think it's a translation question. So this is Jen.
Okay.
You know, in the past, well, if I go to the website for the Africa website, it shows you know, $20 a month sponsors a child for just covering, it looks like everything. And then when I go to the fundraising website, it's broken down differently. And the folks, many of the folks that I'm going to be sending to have given for years and have done the sum, have been generously giving to sponsor a child each year. Well, that's not on our fundraising page. So if you have any suggestions on, I mean, I can just say it in my letter, but it won't correspond to any of the offers of, you know, tilling the soil, planting a seed, et cetera. Does that make sense?
So the top... Yeah, the tiles on the main page, on that fundraising page that you're talking about, are meant to give people a lot of what, I think we know this from our own experience, but a lot of what touches people is to realize, oh, wow, the funds that I'm giving are going to do something specific. You know, it's not just random amorphous money. And so it gives people a sense of that. One of the things that's tricky in terms of nailing down amounts is that literally every time I'm sending funding to the monthly to the project, we're looking at the exchange rate, which is changing all the time.
Right.
You know that expression, nailing jello to a tree, right?
No, I don't. That's good.
We've chosen not to, on the website, we haven't messed around with, you know, those figures that have been there for a long time, the sponsoring a child, just because for that very reason, gosh, are we going to weekly go in there and update those or, you know, you know, if you, my approach has always been, I don't address it. I've never had anyone ask me about it because my projection is that almost nobody is looking at that level. But if you felt like there, you know, someone did ask you or someone, then you could, you know, kind of help, that might help give the background on it.
That is really helpful. And I think you're right. No one's ever questioned it. I just didn't want to be obviously contradicting what's on our campaign page with what's on the Africa page. I don't think they do, but I guess so I could just say, you know, to shortcut it, that in my letter, that the same amount of money will cover most of this again, I guess. I mean, would that be true? I don't want to say it if it's not true. Does that make
sense?
So
I'll tell you what. Yeah, you know what, Jen? It does. I do see we're at the top of the hour. I want to be mindful of people's time. If you would shoot us an email to africa@livingcompassion.com with the detail, we might be able to help with that.
Okay, good enough.
If you feel like there isn't a way around it in terms of how you want to word your letter. Because I hear what you're saying, which is that you have a lot of longtime folks, and you have a certain way that you've been communicating with them about it.
that might help to keep that continuity and how to kind of reconcile that with the new site. So, yeah, shoot us an email if you're not seeing a way around that.
And that's at africa@livingcompassion.com?
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for asking. All right, well, thanks, everyone. So fun. And we will be, as soon as we post the new, you know, the next support call each time, that will go out in an email. Tuesdays are going to be the days that we send out campaign-related emails. So watch for those. We'll be announcing the next call, which will be in a few weeks. And, yeah, we'll go from there. So appreciate it. Thanks, everyone. Go happy.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, everyone.